now we just turn those words on ourselves and say, Lord, thank you today that you are for me. Let's just say that together. Lord, thank you that you are for me. Despite all, God, you still, how can you love me, God? Do you know what I really like, God? Have you just seen my Facebook profile, or have you seen the real me? God says, no, I've seen behind the profile, and I've seen you, and I love you, and I'm for you. That's the kind of God who is the good news today. Amen. And I want to say this, please take your seats. And if this morning you've never discovered Father's love for you, today can be a day that you can open up your heart and say, Lord, if you're real, if you're there, I want to know you. God, can you come into my life? And that's a prayer, that's a step that you can take this morning. Hey, if we've not met before, my name's Tim Anderson, part of the team here. It's a privilege today. So what was it? 3 weeks ago on the 1st of June, Matt, our very own Matt Brown, took on the leadership of HCC. Woo! Come on! And I wasn't able to be with you on that day, unfortunately. I know that you all got around Matt and prayed for him, and that there was just a blessing on that new handover. I've had the privilege of serving in the leadership of the church for 13, 14 years. And the time has come to hand on that baton. And this morning, I have valued something of the significance of this moment, that this morning, Matt, symbolically, but also I believe spiritually, the mantle that was placed upon me, I want to come and pass on that baton to you this morning. I feel that this is a sacred transference this morning. There's something that I've had the anointing and the grace upon me, I believe, to help serve and love and grow this church and to be part of this amazing family in the role that I've played. But now is the moment to pass that baton of that mantle. And I was just reading this morning from 2 Kings and verses chapter 2 and 3, where the prophet Elijah passed on his mantle to Elisha. You can read it, it's a fascinating account. But it said that he then went on to Jordan. And Elisha was like, I am following you, Elijah, because I want what you've got. Now, I'm not saying that here, but what I'm saying is that then what they did, they came to the Jordan, and he put his mantle down, and the waters parted, and they both walked through parted waters to the other side for that point of transference. And all I can say is, we've been singing, God, you are the waymaker. And quite honestly, 2 years ago, it was 2 summers ago, I sat in John Gray's, who is our chair of trustees, garden, and I said, John, I don't know, I think the Lord might be got something that I've done everything I've been able to do here, and I just feel there might be something new that God want, a new leader, someone to take and push forward to the future. And I hate it because I felt I'm abandoning, and I'm like, God, and I love these guys, and we've been on such a journey together. But you know when something's coming to an end in yourself, and you knew, some of you, that things were, there was something more that we needed to get into. Some of you had honest conversations with me, and I was feeling the same and as you were feeling, but it felt a really... How do you end something in the understanding that, as Jane said, like, we couldn't see the material answer at that point. But all I can say is, as we've gone on this journey, as you know, you've been on this journey, we've been on it together, I can honestly say it feels like God has parted the waters and has made a way. And so this morning, Matt, I would value this moment to be able to come and, as it were, pass a baton in God onto you. And it's such a joy to be here today, just seeing so much life and fruit and connecting and people coming together, that this is an exciting next part. So Jean has had this on her heart as well. So Jean, would you be willing to come out? And we found a baton. It actually is from the kitchen in the church building. It's actually the baton for the hand towel holder. But today it's a baton.
So in that sense, it's not new. It's a baton that's been passed, actually, from leader to leader through the path, through the past. I've got too many paths here, haven't I? Through the past. And so I just felt we needed to use the same baton that had been passed on before. And also I felt the Lord say, can you hold that? You hold that. But this is not just a bit of wood. Today, it's an anointed bit of wood. Because I really felt the Lord say that Tim was not just passing on, as he's already said, the job, which he is doing, or he has done, but he's passing on something much, 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 much more. He's passing on some of his anointing. He's passing on some of his anointing to you, Matt.
Amen.
Some of his anointing. Not that you ain't got enough already, but we can always do with a bit more.
Always.
I'm not saying you're lacking.
No, but we need more, all of us.
But Tim, I just felt the Lord say, Tim needs to pass on some of his anointing so that God can give him some more. Because God ain't finished with him yet. He ain't finished with him yet. And you know, we were singing, God, you've done great things. You know, you've done. But no, God's still doing great things.
That's right.
He's still doing great things. And wherever we are in our life, God is still doing great things. Mm-hmm. It's getting a bit I'm sorry about that. I've got Anki somewhere. Down my sleeve. For you to actually pass, you come over here.
Right.
Because you've got to touch it at the same time.
Okay.
Whoa! Oh, excuse me. Wait, through there. It's going.
Amen.
Blessing.
Yeah.
The anointing is passing down.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, Lord, in this moment, Matt, I'm just, just that that mantle of caring, of that shepherding heart for this people, the shepherding, the teacher in you, the shepherd in you. Be it blessed. I just impart to you that mantle of authority to feed this household. And I believe also an apostolic anointing you for to architect and to release and to empower and to break new ground into Huntingdon, into this region, to raise and to cherish and to lift up an army of people that are going to go forward to bless this region. And I thank you for that anointing upon Matt. Lord, to dream big, to believe big, to care small, to care for the small, but to see the big. Lord, I thank you for eyes being opened. I thank you for clarity for next steps. Lord, I thank you that he's going to stand on riverbeds, riverbanks, where there doesn't seem to be a way, and is going to see the way forward that we can follow through. Lord, I want to thank you, Father, for his humility, for his servanthood, for his passion for you, for his strength. And Lord, we just want to thank you that you are just turning its volume up within Matt as he steps into this new role. Lord, the former things have been the former things, but the latter things are going to be the greater things. And there's more to come. And I thank you, God, that you're imparting today the mantle that's been on me for this town, for this area. God, would enlarge right now and be extended into Matt in Jesus' name, spiritually, anointing and raising up in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Yes. Yes. Come on.
And I just feel the Lord would say to you, Tim, it's in safe hands.
Yeah, massive.
It's in safe hands.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also says, thank you. for being prepared to pass that baton on. So many people in this world want to hold on to something. Yeah. Hold on to it. It's my baby. It's mine. You're not having it. But the Lord says, thank you for your open heart and listening to him. And we just pray anointing on you for your future. Lord, as you take over Cambridge, Lord, as Cambridge becomes the new Tim, in a sense, Lord, you've got great things for him there, and his ground level as well, Lord. His influence, Lord. Lord, the Lord says, Tim, your influence is not going to be in just in England. It's going to go over the world. It's going to go over the world. He's just planting something extra, extra into you right now. Right now. Great things. Great things. He is your way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. And the things he's promised you in the past that you haven't seen yet, the Lord said you're going to see some of them in the very near future with your own eyes. You can walk that path. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, mate.
Yeah. Amen. I receive that.
And nor have you, come on, mate.
None of us.
Seen, thank you. Amen. Amen. Matt, you've now got the mantle. You've now got the baton.
Oh, you want that? You can have that.
There's something great in this. What was immense about that transition between Elijah and Elisha was Elisha went on to do phenomenally greater things than Elijah. And a double anointing. Thank you, Paul. He said, I want that double anointing. What you've got. And he chased Elijah for it. And that mantle came upon him. I mean, yeah, just read the account. It was quite terrifying. There was a chariot. The chariot of heaven came. They were walking side by side. And this chariot came down from heaven. And whipped between the two of them. Elisha got thrown aside, and then Elijah got whisked up, and it was incredible. And then the prophets came to Elisha. Said, Elisha, don't worry. We now recognize. And that's right, because then Elisha then took the cloak, the mantle, and he went back to the Jordan, I think it was. He then placed on the Jordan, and then the waters opened in the way that they had for Elijah. And then the band of prophets go, oh my goodness, this is the spirit of Elijah is now upon Elisha. And then they go, well, we're going to go and find Elijah, because probably what happened was he probably got whisked up and like dumped on a hilltop somewhere, on a valley somewhere. We're going to go and find him. And Elisha goes, no, it's pointless. It's pointless because he's been taken up with God. And then they 3 days later, they came back and said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I told you so. And it was a great moment. But there was a transference from one generation to the next. And do you know, this is so true, because what I'm learning is that our identity is not in our titles. It's our identity is not in what we do. It's our identity is found in who we are in God, who we are in Christ as children of God. And we just flow out of that. And actually that has seasons and changes and times. And this morning, I just feel God wants to just encourage us that, do you know what? There's a place that you can live in God that's like Psalm 1. Get your Bible, Psalm 1. I want to share this in just a moment of encouragement for us. And it says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord. God's word abides in them. And God's word abides in them, and we will abide in him. Jesus brought that up in John 15. And meditating on it day and night, What are they going to become like? They're going to become like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. That's, you're going to begin to connect into how things normally flow. Your roots are going to go strong into God. And I believe as a church, our roots and our foundations have been established. And I believe into this next season, you're not going to be going back tinkering about what it is you think you are or you're not or whatever. But there's a confidence, there's an establishing, there's a rootedness in your identity as a church that this is who we are in God and this is what we are about. And we are plugged into the river of God's Spirit, feeding all on the nutrients of God as a community. That brings strength, but it also means that we are a people that are bearing fruit. But something else begins to kick in. Something else happens when we connect into walking with Jesus, abiding with Jesus, and flowing with Him. This happens. Their leaves are never going to wither. You might go through different seasons when there's fruit and no fruit, but the essence of your tree is never going to wither despite what season you are in. Some of you are walking through a season of unrelenting circumstances coming your way that you've never felt such oppression as you have at the moment as you are. And it feels you're walking through treacle. It feels like you're battling through every day. But I want to say that even in that place, there is an anointing in God that you can bear, your leaves will remain green even through every single season, because there's something in God where we don't need to just crash and burn, but where we can feed and flow in our walk out of a place of abundance in our walk with God. Their leaves will never wither and they prosper in all they do. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel my life feels like that, a burnt out match. That's a match on a good day. Sometimes I feel even worse, and it's burnt all the way down, almost to the wick. It got so close. It got so painful. And you're thinking, that's how my life feels today. I feel expended. I feel kind of, I've everything I gave to that jolly home group, I'm just done. I've got nothing more to give. Or it might be that you're just feeling like my career, it felt like it was prospering and it was burning and it was lighting things and I was doing things. And like now it just feels like it's gone out and I feel like this match. And sometimes we feel like our life is a single match and it's like I have not got a second chance. I haven't got a second win. But something the other day, the Lord just spoke to me, said, Tim, your life is not a match in God. Your life in God is a matchbox. And when you have finished one assignment in God, I won't do it because of all the alarms, but like you burn and you think, whoa, Lord, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm lighting candles. Look at this. We're bringing light in the darkness. Woohoo. And then it burns out. And you're like, oh, that was great. So much for God and all that stuff. But God says, no, because you're a matchbox. When you burn out your match, you don't go, oh my, how am I going to light my candle next time? It's all done. You go, no, because I go back to the matchbox. And who I am in God will strike again. Or maybe we will have the photograph. After all, first. And I believe that God is saying to you this morning, just because you feel it's over, it doesn't mean it's over. Just because you feel you've given it everything you've got to give and you feel burnt out, this morning God's saying, I'm gonna strike another match in your life. Because this, and I just thought, do you know what? That's what God's done all the time. He created this amazing world and then humanity mucked it up. And he said, okay, I'm going to light another match. He came to Adam and Eve and he made a covenant with them. He shed blood and he covered them. And then he was like, then he brought out Abraham. And then all that went weird. And then he brought out another generation. And then he brought out a David. And then he brought out another king that bring revival. And then he kept on bringing out matches to light again and again. And then he brought Jesus. And then some of you have got those amazing torch burners, like they have a gas canister and then there's a burning torch. And it's like a friend of mine, we were having a fire pit the other night. And I normally start fire pits with that. He came out with this, Tom Watt came out with this burning thing. You know, and there's this fiery furnace coming out. And I realized, you know what? That's miles better than a match. And this thing just shot up this fire pit. And I thought, do you know what? Jesus has given us his spirit. And that there's something more that we are operating, not just the match of our life, but he comes alongside with a burner, say, I can do so much more through every single different season. And I just feel that today is a day when God just wants to say, Matt, you are going to strike again. You're going to strike again. That there are more matches to come. And even there are more matches that are going to get even beyond what you're thinking you're about to strike again now. But as a church, I believe that you are going to strike again. And some of us, as I said, may have felt like, I'm done. I'm expended on church. But Jesus, come to me, all who are weary and burn out on religion, and I am going to give you rest. I am going to come and renew you. I'm going to come and give you a new match. And you're going to light again. And who I've made you to be will not just be sidelined or benched, but I need you on the pitch again. And it's like I see a church that's on the pitch, not in the stands, not even on the sub bench. And the masters and the coaches come and say, hey, I want you to play. Like, oh no, I've got an injury. I really can't play. Do you know what? I missed the penalty last time. There's no way I can do and shoot another penalty again. God's saying, no, get back on the pitch again. Get back and shoot again. Because this is the day that we are going to win some matches again. And I believe that this is a new day. And that there is an anointing upon us. And that there are grace gifts and characteristics among us as a church. We've all got something to give. I call it the apex, the apostolic, the evangelistic, the prophetic, the shepherding gifts, the teaching gifts are latent within the body of Christ that he wants to reawaken again. And today I just sense God saying, I want you to know I have not made you a match. I've made you a matchbox. So if you are feeling like you're over, open up this box today and say, God, strike again in my life. I think Paul said, fan into flame that gift that was placed within you. Don't let it burn out. And maybe there's that analogy of the coals. And it said, do not neglect connecting together, meeting together, walking together. Because I'm walking with God together. Because as you have your coal in the fire with the others, you will keep stoked. If we separate ourselves, we will burn out. We will just peter out. But we need to be connected to keep each other stoked in God. And I think there's something igniting afresh in it. I feel it, even walking through the doors. I feel something's happening and stirring. And I want to affirm that today. So there's so much more that we will share, but I feel like this is an exciting moment. And today, Matt, it's an honor and privilege. I cannot imagine anyone better I can imagine to hand on this church to. And God has got another chapter and another step. So Matt, over to you.
Yes. I'm not going to talk for long and forget all my slides. I've changed my mind what I'm going to say. Firstly, I want to honour Tim. He's given so much here over the years. On the 20th,
please come along. Paul Benger will be coming, and he will be praying for me, but also we will be honouring Tim and thanking him for all he's done here. He's given 14 years, along with Anya and the family. Mustn't forget everybody, really. And we're really grateful. I'm really grateful for all you've done. I'm really grateful for the way you have loved me and nurtured me and helped me in. It's been amazing. And so we're really grateful for you, the sacrifice you've made and the years you've put in to bring the church to where it is. And everyone's been involved in that process, but you've led it. So thank you. As I was listening to Tim, I just felt to say, I've been the match burnt down. I've been that. I've been there. And what I wanted to share was this, that God can redeem that. This is the story of my life. I'm not going to share with you vision today. I was going to share some, this is where we're headed, this is what we're doing. I think we're still formulating that. But actually, could we have the very first slide I've got? It's just this. Not that one, that one. Okay, on that, it says what we are. And that's not going to change because the values of this church will stay the same. You know, I'm not coming in to say we need to completely rehash things. You know, in fact, a lot of what we're doing is great. We just need to grow, don't we? And this vision was Jesus-centered, relationally connected, community-focused, life-transforming. Those things are the same. They will continue. And as long as we stay in our values, we'll stay on track. It's when we go away from the values that God has given us as a church or as whatever we happen to be. If God's given values, those values are there for us to stay with. But the reason I'm telling you this, I was this. I've been this a couple of times. And this picture of being a box of matches is so helpful this morning. In 2017, I'd gone to Brazil. You know, we'd been there 3 years. It was the promised land. And when I arrived in the promised land, it broke. You know, everything I thought God was going to give when we got there fell apart. And I came to the end of 3 years and I was burnt out and I didn't know what I was going to do. I'd lost my ministry. My marriage had ended. And I was like, God, what's next? And I sought God and I was like, how am I going to look after my kids? What are we going to do? And I went to the school and I said, have you got a job? This is my qualifications. This is what I can do. And I got a job in a school, International Christian School in Brazil. And I took it. And it was a new strike of the match. It was a beginning. And at that moment as well, in those moments, in those years before that, God gave me this verse. So I'm just sharing ad hoc here. He gave me this verse. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a banner against him. So in other words, when you're in this place, God stands up for you. God becomes the banner. And the banner over your life, what is it? Love. The banner over your life is love. And so when you've come to this place, he steps in and he says, right, I'm in front of you. I will go before you. I will make the way. And I will give you a new start and a new beginning. And so, started in the school. Thought it would be a year or two. It was 6 years. I saw kids grow and develop. I built some fantastic friendships. God changed me. He healed me. He worked in my heart. He nurtured my kids. He made a way. And then, last year, I was still in Brazil at this point. I knew where I was coming at this point. But I was still in Brazil. And in February last year, I was again in this place. I'm tired of teaching. I'm tired of being struggling with where I'm going to live, what we're going to do next, how we're going to be. And honestly, have I got a gift for teaching anymore? I don't know. Should I just go back to chemistry? We're talking about this with Jean the other day. The disciples went back to fishing, didn't they? So I was like, okay, God, if I need to go back into chemistry, maybe it's the time to lay down ministry and just do a normal job. And that's where I was at, guys. And then I prayed and a dear friend came to me and said, Matt, you've been through some circumstances in life and God hasn't let you go through them for nothing. And it would be a great shame if you didn't follow where God wanted you to go. And so she said, maybe you should think about it. And I prayed and I looked for jobs and suddenly this job came. And I sent a message. We ended up on a Zoom call, and here I am. Okay, God didn't want me to stay here. And he gave me another match, another strike. And there's one scripture that I was thinking as I was listening to Tim and as we are worshipping to share with you this morning. And this is all I'm going to share. We're going to leave it there. Where's it gone now? Here we are. It's from Joel chapter 2, verse 23. And we're going to read a little bit. Be glad, people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you autumn rains. Because he's faithful, he sends you abundant showers, both autumn, springs, and rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine. I will repay you, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you, you will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. God gives you another chance. He opens doors that man cannot open. And he has given this church a new agenda, a new place. He has brought it along a path to where it is now. And he will continue with you. And today as well, if you're on that last place, if you've never asked Jesus into your life, he's the one that can be that fire that will stir up a new thing within you. If you've never been baptized in the Spirit, he can fill you with his presence again to make you new. So this morning, we're going to finish with this. I'm going to call the elders. I'm going to call Tim. And if you're in this place, I want you to step forward. And we're going to pray for the new match today. We're going to pray that you can say, actually, though I'm walking, I've said that. You know, he said, can feel like you're walking through treacle. I've said that many times. It feels like I'm walking through treacle, but I held on. Sometimes you hold on with your nails, but God's still in it. God's still in it. Your fight isn't done. It's not over until God says, and he's with you. And so this morning, I'm wondering if the worship band could come back and we could have a song. And as we sing, if you feel this morning to come forward, I'm going to invite Christine, Jean, Trevor, to just come forward. If you feel to come forward, one of us is here to pray with you. Everybody close your eyes. No one's looking at anybody. We're British. You know, we don't want to step out. But if you feel to be prayed for this morning, we're here. And we'll pray for you. Let's pray and then we'll move into a song. And as the song prays, if you feel to come forward. Father God, we thank you this morning for Tim and his word. We thank you for that vision of the spent match, but another match. And Lord, this morning, for any here who feel they're a spent match, we pray that they'd step forward and know that they have a new chance, a new day, a new opportunity to step out in ministry and that vision you have for their life, God. And so as we sing, Lord, help us to be brave. Help us to be stepping out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, let's just stand together, can we? And I think there's also an invitation in this for couples to come together, say that you want to strike again with another match for another chapter. It feels like as a couple, you've been facing really big challenges, and this morning you want to come forward together and just say, Lord, we're in it together. We're not going to quit on life. We're not going to quit on what's happening or what we're facing together. And the Lord just wants to come and anoint you and fill you and encourage you together this morning. So individuals and as couples, let's just take this moment to respond. Let's come. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah.